You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Following our previous chat with Julie Douglas from the Tertiary Education Union, I reached out to Nicola Gaston from the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland for her perspective on the cuts to humanities and social science programs in the Marsden Fund as a professor in a natural science field. Nicola is also co-director of the MacDiarmid Institute, an organization supporting research projects across Aotearoa that have received Marsden Fund support for both natural and social science projects. Here is that interview with Nicola Gaston. Can you tell us about how the cuts to humanities and social sciences funding in the Marsden Fund will impact academia and the sciences in general?
Sure. Yeah, it's a massive loss for people working in the humanities and social sciences. Because it's really the one type of excellence-based funding that we have in New Zealand. And so that impacts us all because we all work in a university system, which is one of the big things that we should all understand about this kind of funding. It funds research excellence, and that means it funds people to work in our universities who teach in the subjects that they research in. And you can't change that without changing the definition of what a university is. So we need to keep people research active in these spaces. And so if the Marsden Fund is not there for our colleagues in the humanities and the social sciences, our universities are going to have to cross-subsidise research in those spaces. So there are big flow-on effects for the whole system.
How many research projects are currently covered by the Marsden Fund?
That's a good question. I don't know the number of projects, but it would be something like 100, it's a very rough number, because you've got some number of panels across all the disciplines. You've got physical sciences, biological sciences, engineering, mathematics, and then, you know, we used to have social sciences and humanities, or have had up till now. And then in each of those panels, you get some number of grants funded, and you get bigger grants, which are called the standard grants, and they're about $1 million over 3 years. Typically about 900, and then you have smaller grants that are about 300,000 over that three-year period. And so you might get, half a dozen, maybe 6 to 8. I could be slightly out of date on those numbers, but my gut feeling would be 6 to 8 grants per panel, some of those bigger, some of those smaller. And so any changes to the scheme have immense impact, because we're not talking about a large number of grants in any particular research area. There are only a few. In physics, you might only see, you know, one or two or three people in really core physics in a given year, because the panel's shared with other subjects. So there are really potentially big impacts from what is a relatively small part of our funding system, and for it to be changed in this way has, I think, unanticipated impact for all of us.
Prior to the announced cuts, was the level of funding for humanities and social science projects enough for researchers in those fields?
No. I would say no. It's been known for a long time that our Marsden Fund is really unique in New Zealand. It's not unique internationally. It's sort of best practice internationally, which is that you have peer review of all the proposals done by people with expertise in those areas. It's international peer review, international experts. So it performs like a quality check function in the New Zealand system. And it's unique in New Zealand for doing that, which means that it's really important to all of us. But as I said already, it's the only sort of scheme that does those one-off, you know, new idea type research projects that funds those in the humanities and social sciences. But the fund has been assessed many times, like the value of it has been assessed and looked at and objectively measured by economists. And there is a really good piece of work from almost a decade ago, I think, that really came out with the conclusion that there's no loss of quality in the research done if you funded twice as many things through Marsden, which suggests that actually funding things through any other mechanism is probably a little bit wasteful when we've already got the Marsden Fund sitting there and it clearly delivers quality research.
Minister Judith Collins, who announced the cuts, said that physics, chemistry, maths, engineering and biomedical sciences made more of an impact on the economy than the humanities. Do you think that this is true?
No. I mean, I'll give you the straight no. I can see what she's looking at in terms of the commercialization of particular research projects. So if she's looking at the kinds of projects that people do, where they develop intellectual property and then find a way of taking that to market. I can see that she can see that being done within those types of sciences. But that absolutely does not mean, I mean, commercializing your work and creating a startup company and building that up and selling things offshore is absolutely not the only way to make economic impact. And even worse than that, it's not the only kind of impact that we want to see coming out of our universities and out of research in New Zealand. You know, we want the environmental, social good impacts as well. That's just as important and has a, you know, it's economically important as well to have those impacts.
Will the cuts to the humanities projects in the Marsden Fund have a knock-on impact on the natural sciences and even the fields that Colin says are more beneficial to the economy?
Yeah, I mean, there's two aspects to that. One is sort of around interdisciplinary research. So a lot of the translation of scientific research, let's say in those core sciences, according to the minister, in order to get those things to market, often you need some social science along the way to help you understand, you know, what kinds of technologies people are actually going to pull out their wallets and pay for. You know, a lot of the commercialization work relies on skill sets that go beyond the core science skill sets. And if I circle back to the point that this is all actually just funding for the university system, there's a huge sense in which the money, you know, I talked about the size of the grants, the $900,000 and the $300,000, but the lion's share of that goes directly to salaries or to the universities in the sense of overhead. So, you know, keeping the lights on in the buildings and all of that sort of stuff. And so without these grants, you don't have the people doing the work. And so one of the biggest impacts is just going to be on the careers of young people and on our ability to train young people in these disciplines to have those skill sets. So that's the first and foremost lost.
So while you yourself are a physics and natural sciences professor, is your work impacted by the cuts to the Marsden Fund in any way?
I mean, I'd say no, in the sense that my own research, which is, I think, how you mean the question, can absolutely still be put through to the Marsden Fund. I can apply. I probably have as good a chance as otherwise of getting funded. I don't think I can say better. I'm probably less than many of my colleagues likely to have a direct commercial or economic impact argument for my work. So I don't think I'd benefit in particular from this. I don't think I'd necessarily lose. But I do think we all lose from undermining the health and the integrity of the research landscape in New Zealand. I think we lose in terms of the international esteem that our research sector relies on in order to, you know, for all of us to have reputations as working in world-class universities. I think the it's very clear that any diminishment of research activity in the humanities and social sciences will undermine the university rankings of our universities, and so there are flow-on effects for that in terms of the health of the whole sector. So, yeah, I think there are lots of ways it impacts all of us, but probably not me in particular more than other people, if that makes sense.
And lastly, were there any inefficiencies in funding allocation that needed to be addressed without cutting funding to the humanities projects?
There are some inefficiencies in funding, but the biggest one is simply that we don't have enough critical mass around some of our funding schemes for them to be as efficient as they could be, which is to say we should be putting more money into the things that work well and absolutely not trying to come up to new ways of spending money or new schemes. It's been done before through the National Science Challenges. There have been other sort of ways of people have tried to create new things. But fundamentally, because our university sector as a whole is underfunded, there are massive inefficiencies because people don't have the time genuinely to put the best proposals forward in some cases. People don't have the ability, let's say one of these science Marsden grants that is going to come through Judith Collins' version of the scheme, they'll get their 3 years funding, they'll do the basic science, maybe there's some economic argument attached to that, and so it's funded under this 50% economically valuable quota. That grant and the value of everything that comes out of that, because we're such a small country and there's so little funding, it's very likely that the people trained in such a grant, nonetheless, they'll have to use leave New Zealand afterwards, that they don't manage to have careers here, that the knowledge gained is not commercialised simply because the stochastic nature of our underfunded funding system means that they don't get the next grant in time to be able to do that additional follow-on piece of work. So it is a long game doing science for commercialisation. A single grant is never enough, and therefore one of the biggest inefficiencies is simply that there is not enough money in the system, and we lose a lot on account of that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.